Okay, I'm Rachel Hickman and I live in McNaughton Road. Absolutely disgusted the library's closing. I'm really upset about it. We've used the toddler group here on occasions. We regularly come to take books out. We use the story time facility for children. We've used the computers before. It's just a wonderful part of our community, actually. There's a community room which none of the other libraries seem to have. Bitton Park itself doesn't actually have a community centre, and this is basically our community centre.
I'm Phil Williams, I'm the Bitton Park ward councillor. I think the closure of the library will affect thousands of people in the ward, and I think they should come to the cabinet meeting on the 5th of March and have their say.
I'm Tom Bartram. I live in Glenfield Avenue. I'm opposed to closing of the library. It serves a great use to the community. There are two mums and toddlers groups meet here, two painting groups, Townswoman Guild, and a beading group and a craft group. It's used a lot by the community that it's based in, as this is one of the objects that the council say a library should serve. They say they're going to close the library, but no arrangements were made for alternative accommodation for all these groups that meet down here. It's used by a lot of people. It's easy to walk to. The nearest library for people who live around here is Bitton, and that's a long walk all the way up Lancers Hill, through the precinct and back again. So no way is it within easy walking distance of the people who live in the area. So I think it should be strongly opposed. The only reason it's being closed is so they can sell it and make money. No other reason.
I'm Georgie Webb, and I used to be the librarian at Coventry Road Library for 15 years, and I absolutely adore this library. It's one of the nicest libraries in the city, not only because of the building, which is 1939, as you may know, and one of the few or only buildings left of that period, and I think we should protect that if for nothing else, but also because it is such a comfortable, loving, welcoming, wonderful library, and we should keep it because lots of groups are meeting here, as well as the users who come to read, and the people like to browse. So we have a lot to be grateful for this library, so we mustn't close it. Okay. 300,000 pounds is nothing in the long run.
It's
silly to sort of close a library for 300,000 pounds. It's pathetic, it really is.